欢迎收看今天的 A Plus English， 我是 Anna。
Hi， I'm Bill. I'm going to the fun park. Bye.
Wait a minute. You said you're going to...
Yeah, you said we get to go to the fun park today.
That's not you and me, it's Rick and Daisy.
Oh, they went yesterday and today. What, tomorrow do I get to go?
Well, maybe, but yesterday, Rick and Daisy were in the Wild West of the fun park.
Right, so they got to dress up as cowboys. Oh, that sounds like fun.And today, they're going to go on a river ride.
A river ride?
Yeah, a ride. Like something you can do where you move really fast.
Yeah, I remember.
And it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And scary.
Yeah, 所以今天他们要玩水上的游乐设施。但是昨天呢，他们是在西部蛮荒，所以这个 fun park 儿童乐园其实还蛮大的。那今天到底会发生什么样的状况呢？我们现在不啰嗦，赶快来看看 Rick 跟 Daisy 的对话。
Take a ride. Conversation A.
Now, hold on to the handles.
Of course, I don't want to fall in the water.
What are you waiting for?
I need a rain jacket.
Just get in.
That was fun.
See, there was nothing to be scared of.
But my new clothes are all wet.
You look fine, cowgirl.
So, Anna, at the end of yesterday's show, Rick and Daisy were getting ready to go on this river ride.
That's right. 昨天呢，他们已经准备好了，而且要排队，要去干什么呢？就是玩水上游乐设施 ，ride on the river.
Right. Daisy didn't want to get wet, but Rick got her in the boat. And now he says, hold on to the handles.Now, when you hold something,、mm-hmm. it just means it's in your hand, like I'm holding my papers.
你的意思是说 hold 这个字如果它就是动词的话指的是握着啊或者是拿着的意思 But now we say hold on to.
Well, when you hold on to something,、mm-hmm. it means you keep something in your hand that's bigger or maybe that doesn't move, like I'm holding on to you.
所以它其实也有握着的意思。所谓的 hold on to 呢，其实翻成中文啊，比较惯用的应该是紧紧的握住、握牢、握好或抓好的意思。
And they're holding on to the handles.
So
the handles, yeah, of the boat.
Uh-huh. So handle 应该就是所谓的把手。那我就想问问看 Bill, what else has handles?
Oh, well, you could say that a bicycle has handles because you hold on to both handles. Or maybe even, what, maybe if you play tennis, the thing you use, that has a handle. So many things have a handle that you can hold on to.
对，所以其实像这个脚踏车的龙头啊，这边的把手，或者是像刚刚 Bill 提到的网球拍那一段，只要你手去紧紧握住的地方，都叫做把手 handles. Why is Daisy still standing there?
Yeah, Rick says, "What are you waiting for?" And she's waiting for a rain jacket. Now, a jacket is a coat, so a rain jacket is a coat you can wear in the rain.So you keep dry, you don't get wet.
所以在这里其实蛮简单的，因为 jacket 就是所谓的外套，那么 rain jacket 就是下雨天所穿的外套，那当然就是所谓的雨衣咯。
And Rick says, just get in. You know, it's interesting because if you want to tell someone to get in a car or on a bicycle, there are different words, in and on.Usually, if you sit down with your legs in front of you、mm-hmm. and you're covered maybe, then you say get in. Maybe not in this boat because they don't have a top, but they do have their legs out in front. If your legs are on the side, it's get on, like get on a bicycle or horse. something like that.
了解，所以 Bill 在这里提到两个蛮重要的，一个叫做 get in， 一个叫做 get on， 那个都是上交通工具的意思。可是如果我们讲 get in 的时候，我们的腿是在前面，我们是坐着的，而如果用的是 get on 呢，脚是分开的，例如像是摩托车啦，或者是脚踏车。所以现在要进入水上游乐设施，我们是坐好的，或者是进入车子里头，都会用 get in。
Right. Now, I think Daisy had a good time here. She says that was fun. And Rick tells her there was nothing to be scared of. When you say nothing to be scared of, it means there is nothing, no thing that will make you feel afraid. It's a good way to make someone feel calm and make them feel happy about doing something that might be scary.
所以如果中文呢、啊、我们要讲没什么好怕的，英文就讲 nothing to be scared of。 其实我们拆开来看哦， scared 就是害怕的， be scared of something 就是害怕某件事情。那我可以问问看 Bill， what are you scared of？
Well， I'm scared of no thing or nothing scares me。
最好是 you know what I'm scared of？
A spider！ Oh！Except spiders.
You scared me,
no. I'm sorry.
Though I'm not scared of spiders, 虽然我不太怕蜘蛛, I am scared of cockroaches.
Ooh, yeah, they are kind of... The way they move.
很恶心啊，蟑螂的确是。
Well, back to our conversation. Daisy says, now I'm all wet.So she wasn't afraid. She knew there was nothing to be scared of. But she's covered with water.
Wait a minute. Wet? You mean like water on the clothes?
Right. In her clothes, on her clothes,、mm-hmm. everywhere.
所以在这里的 wet 当然就是形容词湿湿的。好，接下来是什么单元呢？接下来还没有什么单元。接下来 we are going to take a break.
Take a ride. Conversation B.
Let's go on the merry-go-round.
Boring. Ring of fire looks more exciting.
Fine, we'll play paper, scissors, stone.
The winner can pick the ride.
Come on, you'll like the music and colorful horses.
Was that ride too exciting?
I'm okay. But shouldn't we take a break?
Not yet! There's still so many rides!
Merry-go-round! I love merry-go-round!
Whee! That looks fun! I don't think Rick thinks it's too much fun either, because he says...Boring.
That's right. But what is merry-go-round?
Okay, that's when there are a lot of horses, not real ones, that are on this wheel all the way around, and you can sit on the horse, and it turns, and the horses go up and down, and there's music.
That's so much fun. 所以其实当然男生不太喜欢啦。Merry-go-round 就是我们说的旋转木马。中文讲旋转木马，英文一个字都没有哦。所以 go round 就是一直转圈圈的意思，然后一直转一直转，你很开心，开心的就叫做 merry。所以旋转木马就叫做 merry go round。
Okay, when I was a kid, I did like it, but now I think I would agree with Rick. The ring of fire sounds more exciting.
Exciting.
Yeah, exciting. When something is exciting, it means it's not boring.No, it means it's fun. It can make you feel full of energy and really happy because you had a lot of fun. It's really exciting.
所以 exciting 就是形容词，刺激的或者是好玩的。那现在 Rick 呢是觉得 Ring of Fire 是比较刺激 ，more exciting.
So, and then next. Okay, ready?
Please play what?
Paper, scissors, stone.
Paper, scissors, stone. Okay. Paper, scissors,
stone.
Okay.
You speak first. When you play paper, scissors, stone, well, you play that game. That's the name in English. I know many Taiwanese students like to play paper, scissors, stone.
Yeah, sure. 我们说啊，这个剪刀石头布，英文叫做 paper, scissors, stone. 那剪刀就是 scissors， 石头当然是 stone 啊。可是我们说布呢，英文用的是 paper， 而且 paper 先哦 paper, scissors, stone, like that.
And why did we do that? To pick who gets to speak first.Here, though, we see that Rick says the winner of Paper, Scissors, Stone can pick the ride. So what is this pick? It means choose, but there's a good reason, because when you pick something up, you take it. But usually, you move like that. You pick that thing. So if you choose the ride or pick the ride, it's like you say, that, that, or that.I pick that.
所以这样讲很清楚，因为本来 pick 这个动词呢，有去捡起来的意思。If you pick something, that means you choose something, 就变成是选择某一样人事物。
Right. So Daisy says, come on, you'll like the music and colorful horses. She really wants him to go on the merry-go-round. When you say come on, it means...Do it. Stop being mean. Stop being stupid. Go with me. It's just a way to say, come on with me.
其实 come on 平常蛮常说的，当然它没有来的意思，而是有一点点请求对方，有一点点撒娇的意味。Come on, 好啦，或者是快点啦，拜托啦，你跟着我一起做某件事情。Come on. 现在呢 ，Daisy 是说 ，Come on, you will like the music and the colorful horses.
Right, and so he does go on the ride, and they get off, and Daisy teases him. She says, you don't look good. You look a little sick.
Sick.
Was that ride too exciting?
Okay, so now Daisy is teasing Rick. 所谓的 tease 呢，就是嘲笑的意思。不过接下来呢 ，Rick 也自己找台阶下。Shouldn't we take a break?
Right, and Daisy says, not yet. Not yet means we should not do this thing yet. In other words, it's not time for it. We still have to wait. But Daisy says that not because they must wait.Because she wants to have more fun.
Not yet 就是还没。Hey Bill, is it time for word power?
Not yet. Okay, 3, 2, 1, word power time!
Word power.
It's like New Year's.
Word power.
Well, here we go with word power again. And our first word is hold. Hold.
Hold 是动词哦，是握住、抓住的意思。
The kid is holding on to his mother's hand.
这个小孩子呢，紧握住他妈妈的手。I think he must be scared.
Could be. Next word is wet. Wet.
Wet 是形容词，湿的。
It rained so hard that I got wet.
雨下得很大哦，以至于我全身都湿透了。
Exciting, exciting.
Exciting 是形容词，令人感到兴奋的。
I want to learn dancing. It's exciting.
我想去学跳舞，那听起来挺好玩的。
And the last word is pick, pick.
Pick 是动词，挑选的意思。
I'd like to pick a dress for Lucy.
我想要挑件洋装呢给 Lucy 哦。
But actually, I need your help because I don't know anything about picking dresses.
Okay, I can help you. It's very easy. Piece of cake.
Thanks, Millie. Okay, everybody, that's it for Word Power, but there's more, so don't leave.
In mind.
Well, Adam, you look a little tired today. Is there anything wrong?
Well, I had bad dreams last night. In my dreams, I looked like a big orange.
You look like a big orange. 你看起来像一颗大橘子，怎么可能？好，没错，这边呢，我们先来看一组感官动词哦。在英文里面有五个非常特别的动词，就是 look 看起来 ，taste 尝起来 ，smell 闻起来 ，feel 感觉起来，或是 sound 听起来哦。那像这一类的感官动词，它的后面可以直接加上形容词，不过它后面也可以加上名词，但是要记得要在名词之前先加上一个介系词 like 哦。比方刚才 Adam 有提到哦。In his dreams, 在他的梦里头呢 ,he looked like a big orange, he looked like a big orange, 他看起来就像一颗大橘子哦。
Well, maybe I shouldn't eat oranges right before bed.
Good idea. Eating before going to bed is bad for your health. Maybe just get more sleep.
Sounds good.
Take a ride.
Now, hold on to the handles.
Of course, I don't want to fall in the water.
What are you waiting for?
I need a rain jacket.
Just get in.
Was fun.
See, there was nothing to be scared of.
But my new clothes are all wet.
You look fine, cowgirl.
Let's go on the merry-go-round.
Boring. Ring of fire looks more exciting.
Fine, we'll play paper, scissors, stone.
The winner can pick the ride.
Come on, you'll like the music and colorful horses. Good. Was that ride too exciting?
I'm okay. But shouldn't we take a break?
Not yet! There's still so many rides!
Review time!
Time is matching. So you need to match the words with some other words that mean the same thing.
我们今天的 review time 呢是 matching 哦，就是连连看，是我们要把那个意思相同的连在一起哦。
The first one is choose.
Choose 是选择、挑选的意思哦。So I think the answer is pick.
Right. When you choose something, you pick it. Next is fun.And interesting.
Fun and interesting. 就是好玩然后有趣的 So it should be exciting, right?
Yes, exciting.
And the last one is not dry at all.
Not dry at all. 那个 dry 是干哦，一点都不干，所以呢，表示是湿湿的。It's wet.
Right. If it's not dry at all, it must be wet. That's like me if I go walking in the rain and I don't bring an umbrella.
That's too bad. So when you go outside and if it's raining, you need to bring an umbrella so that you won't get wet.
Exactly. Okay, everybody, that's it, but don't go away. There's more of the show.
Living phrases. Not yet.
Not yet.
I'm hungry. Let's get dinner.
Not yet. We have to wait for Selena.
But she's always late. Let's go to the restaurant first.
Not yet. Selena doesn't know how to get there.
Let's get a table first and call her from there.
Not yet. We also need to wait for Emily.
Then you wait for them. I'll go eat by myself.
Just for fun!
Okay, today's Just for Fun is riddles. And we have a difficult riddle for you today. Siobhan, can you tell us what it is?
Sure, Clayton. It says, what is always coming but never arrives?
Well, that's hard. I mean, there's a lot of things coming and going in today's world, but I think most of them arrive somewhere.
Yeah, like I can say, oh, I think that the rain is coming, and in Taiwan it rains a lot, so it usually does come.
Well, maybe the answer is something really slow. You know, some turtles are really slow. They walk and they walk, but I don't know if they get anywhere because they're so slow.
But I think that they would arrive somewhere at some time. So we should think of something that's always coming, something that is always moving, like maybe a lake. Maybe a lake or a river. They're always moving and the water is going, but I guess it doesn't really arrive anywhere.
No, I kind of think it's just moving around from one place to another. Because when you want to arrive somewhere, that means you really want to get there. And then once you're there, you say, okay, now I'm here. I'll just stay here.
All right. Well, let's see what the answer is. What is always coming but never arrives? The answer is tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yeah, people are always talking about tomorrow. Like I say, okay, tomorrow I'm going to go to the park, but then when tomorrow arrives, I don't call it tomorrow.
You call it today. So tomorrow, there's always tomorrow. You can always look forward to tomorrow, and even when it becomes tomorrow, it's today. Wow, it's a little confusing.
Oh, you know, another answer for this one might be later, because you say, later, I'm going to do this, or later, this is going to happen. But then, when it's time, you don't say, okay, it's later. You say, okay, it's now.
Wow, good one, Clayton.
Okay, everybody, that's it for today's riddle, but stay with us. There's more coming up.